You're listening to the Fashion Your Passion podcast, the place for digital communication students to learn tips and tricks on how to navigate the industry. Your host, Sammy Beatrice, is a nonprofit communications professional who is navigating through her own journey and brings a unique perspective each week. If you need a little pick-me-up or wanting to move the needle in your personal or professional life, this is the podcast for you. Welcome back to the Fashion Your Passion podcast, and welcome if you are new here. My name is Sammy Beatrice, and I am your host. Today, we are going to be talking all about routines. I currently work from home. If you're watching this on video, I put it in air quotes because I volunteer for a few different organizations, and then I just started doing some freelance work for events and marketing. And then obviously I have the podcast and all of my content creation side of things. So I live a very multifaceted life. It just one of those things brings in a paycheck. And so it's, I'm in a very interesting situation. And so it's just, it's weird to talk about because I'm truly so grateful for the situation that I'm in and the support that I've been getting in this time and season in my life. And I know, like, it's not the most relatable season. And so for me to come on here and talk about it is a little interesting. But I wanted to talk about it because I really just want to talk about the importance of routines. This routine that I'm going to share with you today, morning and night, is something that I am getting into. It's definitely not something that I have down pat. It's definitely not something that is I've been able to manage over the past couple of months. I am honestly just trying to figure it out, and I don't like want to hold back from you guys because this podcast is supposed to be me being as transparent as possible. But realistically, like the past, I would say 6 months or so, it's really just been a fight to wake up every morning and a fight for survival because I don't have that 9-to-5 job where I can just get up and like go. And it's not like I'm not looking for it because I am. I think we'll talk about this more in another episode, but I think I've applied to over 200 jobs with just about 10 interviews or so. And so I've just wanted to, the best thing for me to do at this point in my life is just to curate my days that into something that will make me want to get out of bed. I mean, literally the last episode was how finding your passion can be that catalyst for you. And I think, like I mentioned that episode, my passions directly correlate with the career that I want to build for myself. And so because of all the job stuff and all the applications and just other stuff, I've been facing a lot of rejection. And just sort of like in the interviews, like there are certain things that I don't have that other candidates definitely do have. And it's given me a lot of like questioning of like, am I right for this position? Am I right for this like industry? Because I don't have a traditional background. I don't have, you know, like that traditional, like got a degree and got an internship in all in the same industry. And now I'm pursuing a job in that industry. I am a little bit different. And again, we'll talk about this in a different episode. I don't want to go too much on a tangent, but this really has played into the aspect of me and like what I do every day. So I want to sort of share my morning and night routine with you guys, and I hope that there's something in there that you can take from it and or relate to. Again, I live a very unconventional life at the moment, but this is sort of like my dream life in a way. I do something different every single day, and that is sort of the best thing that I could do for myself right now. So let's get into my routine. So like I mentioned before, this routine is something that I'm trying to get into and not necessarily something that I have down pat or that I'm preaching as a way to be like, hey, this is a routine that I do every single day for the past, you know, 2 to 3 years, and this is going to make you $1 million. No, this is the routine that I'm hoping I can sort of become consistent on, and that way it can bring me more joy in my life. Because I, right now, or not right now, but like a couple weeks ago, I was the person who would get up and I like leave my phones outside of my room. Like they charge at my desk, which is outside of my room. But like I still just like walk out and go grab them and then hop back into bed. So that's what I would start to do. And I would like check social media and all of that. And then I would just like sit in bed scrolling for 3 hours. And then I would rush to get ready and like be late to wherever I was going. So I was just like, enough is enough. And if you've been here for a while and been a follower for a while, you know that I used to get up in high school at 4 a.m. Yes, I know, I was crazy. We're not going to talk about that. But I used to get up at 4 a.m, go to the gym, and like do my homework and get ready by 7 a.m. when I had to leave for school. So I have the capability to wake up early and like be productive, or like productive, again, it's in air quotes, for those of you just listening. And because like morning routines are not supposed to be productive, like you're not supposed to get things done. At least this is how I perceive it. It's more of like things that are going to kind of nourish you to then get things done starting at 8 or 9 a.m. whenever you decide to, you know, go off to work. So while yes, there's some work bits in my morning routine, I also like, it's a really slow process. Like there's not, it's not like a rushing thing. It's not like a, you know, like the times are all lined up and I have to go by the times that are on my, that are, I plan for. It's not like that at all. It's like, as long as I'm done with everything by 9 a.m., that's all that matters. You know, if my walk is 30 minutes instead of 45, cool, so great. If my, you know, my shower takes like a lot shorter than it usually does, excellent. That works for me. That means I have a little bit of extra time to kind of mosey around and relax. So let's get into the routine. So I wake up at, or I try to wake up at 5 a.m. And I go for a little hot girl walk. So I'll just walk around my neighborhood for anywhere between 30 minutes to 45 minutes. Just to get like some fresh air in, and where I live, it's usually a lot cooler in the morning. And so it's just really nice to get that breeze in, and just like kind of get honestly like woken up by the chilliness. And then I'll come back to my apartment and I'll do like 15 to 20 minutes of stretching. I'll either do like a free flow myself, sort of like leaning back into my yoga and my yoga routines, or I'll pop on a yoga video. It just depends, again, how I'm feeling and just realistically how my body feels on that day, because obviously like my routine on Mondays is going to be a lot different than my routine on Fridays. I will be sure to link some of the yoga people on YouTube who I really like, and then also I will link a copy of the spreadsheet that I've been looking at while I've been recording this podcast episode, because I used to be obsessed with planning out my days as a timetable, especially like in high school and college when you'd plan your classes for the semester and you already get a timetable of those classes, being able to take that, copy it, and then add like my morning routine and my afternoons after that. I've just sort of been like a stickler for that. And then also like, it's been really fun to like help my friends out and make a timesheet for them as well. So I will give you the template version of my routine for the day. So that is sort of my 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Been starting. Then when I get, basically when I'm done with yoga, I will hop in the shower. Usually it's a quick shower, nothing crazy. And then I'll shower and get dressed. And then between 6:30-ish and 7 a.m., I will hop into my inbox. So this is because it mainly is really for Tuesdays through Fridays, because I honestly don't check my inbox after like 3 or 4 p.m. And so there are some people who I work with who are like just because of like, you know, honestly, they're just people out there who email me after 3 or 4 p.m. And so I like to tackle those things first thing in the morning. Also, if there's any emails I need to send out, I will send them out then. And this is because the next thing on my routine is me getting ready, like doing my hair and my makeup. And so basically the way that I have it structured is like, if I respond to emails between 7 and 8 and then do my hair and makeup between 8 and 9, when I get back to my desk at 9 a.m., people have started to reply to those emails, and then I can get sort of the day rolling and all of that. So that's sort of the thinking there. And even if they don't reply to the emails by 9 a.m., my inbox is clear. And that way at 9 a.m., I'm ready to just go and do whatever I need to do for the day. So in terms of doing what I need to do for the day, so let me backtrack. Sorry, I'm rambling. So 7 to 8 is in my inbox having fun. 8 to 9 approximately, obviously, is hair and makeup. Most days. Some days if I don't have a call or I'm not like recording anything, I just really don't feel like it. I'll skip that and like have breakfast for 20 more minutes, like whatever. But usually my hair and makeup doesn't take an hour either, and so I definitely make breakfast in that hour as well. It's sort of like a kind of rounding off of my morning routine, so it's like the transition of going from like, you know, half asleep-esque to like work mode. And so it's hair, makeup, breakfast, like, you know, opening all the windows and letting all the air in and all that fun stuff like that. Then this is where every day looks different. So Mondays is my like recording day for my own content. So this is any video content for any of my channels. So whether it's for my Sammy Beatrice TikTok or Instagram or YouTube channel, or it's for Fashion Your Passion podcast or TikTok or whatever, I'll do my hair and makeup full out and I will get recording. So I usually record about 2 podcast episodes, a few TikToks, depending on honestly how I'm feeling. Lately, I've just not been feeling the TikTok game or the vlogging game. And so I haven't been doing that. It's mainly just been podcast episodes that I record. And I've been trying to figure out my YouTube channel as well, so that's going to be pushed off. But I usually record that content for the day, and then that will go until about 1 p.m., and then I'll have lunch at 1, and I'll like give myself a break from 1 to 2, so that's lunch, and if I want to do the dishes or clean up a little bit around the house, I'll do that. And then from about 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. is just anything that's urgent, but that's not related to my brands. So anything else that I'm working for or volunteering for, that will sort of happen in those 2 hours. And then 4 p.m., I kind of just say, c'est la vie, and I will either, honestly, today is a really nice day, so I may like go drive down to the beach at sunset or do something fun, and then I will eat dinner between 6 and 7 and then kind of just chill out until about 9 p.m. and then around 9 I will shut down everything, turn off like all the lights in my living room, my kitchen. I'll do the dishes as well for my dinner, make sure everything sort of like set up and ready to go for the morning time. I will get unready for the day, so that skincare, hair, whatever that looks like, get into my PJs, and like 9:15, 9:30, I will hop into bed, read a book, fall asleep. That is sort of the gist of things. I have a really hard time falling asleep. I've just been really anxious about a lot of things lately, especially like this whole job process of like, I really want a full-time job. At the same time, like freelancing gives me the courage to, or not the courage, but it gives me the flexibility to create my own schedule and do my own thing. And so that is something that I've been leaning into. And just like the discouragement and way that the industry is working lately, it's just like, just trying to wrap my head around that has been kind of taking up my brain, if you will. And so I'll be fully transparent. Sometimes I'll read at night and sometimes I will just like watch YouTube videos until I fall asleep. I know it is not good at all, but if I can get to sleep, that is really the only goal that I have. Because like my entire day, people are counting on me. And so I gotta do what I gotta do. But that was sort of the entire day, but I do quickly want to go into the day-to-day. Like I said earlier, every day looks different from about 9 to 4. So I want to sort of go over that. So like I said, Mondays I do video content for Semi Beatrice and Fashion Your Passion from 9 to 1. And then I have lunch at 1 p.m. And then Tuesdays, so I currently am a part of three, like, kind of professional organizations that I volunteer for and do a bunch of work for. So on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I spend, and there's two organizations that really require a lot of work, and then one organization that doesn't have as much work to it. So Tuesdays and Thursdays, I spend from 9 to noon with one organization, and then 1 to 4 with another organization, and then noon is my lunch. And then on Wednesdays is my freelance day, and so same thing, I'll do my freelance clients from 9 to noon, and then again from 1 to 4. And then the organization that has the least amount of work to it, we usually have our monthly calls on Wednesdays, so I'll do the work for that, including that monthly call, from 4 to 6. And then Fridays is all written content for all of my platforms, for all of my accounts, for all of my brands. And then, so this is sort of the same routine. I'll do written content from 9 to noon, and then from 1 to 3. And then at 3 p.m., I'll go run my weekly errands, so grocery shopping, car wash, gas, whatever I need. If I need stuff from Target, like all that stuff, I'll do from about 3 p.m. to 6-ish p.m., depending, again, how much I need. Usually I don't need too much because I'm one person, so it doesn't really take me that long. Again, just depends on the week, depends on where I've been, what I've done. And then Saturdays is like, it's Shabbat, so obviously I don't do any work or anything like that. So it's really just my have some fun day, hang with my friends, whatever, what have you. And then Sundays, I will meal prep. I'll do my weekly reset for my apartment. And then I'll also do my everything shower. I have this all listed from like, I think it's 8 to like 1 p.m. ish, but again, it kind of ebbs and flows. I think yesterday I was done with it at 4 p.m. But I mean, it's really flexible. And also, like, if I'm hanging out with my friends on Sunday, then like this will either be changed to like Friday or Monday. I think the most important days of my week are Tuesday through Thursday, because these are the days where I'm doing things that other people count on me for and not just like my own stuff. But yeah, that was my routine. I apologize if it was a little bit all over the place, but I really want to start thinking in a way of like, what would Sammy's like higher self do? What would Sammy's greatest version of herself do? and this, a lot of this is a part of it. And so if I can just pursue this and do this almost every day, it will allow me to reach that greatest version of myself. And so, again, like I said before, I really hope you got something from this episode. I know that my routine and my weekly schedule is definitely not relatable. And again, I am so grateful to be in the position that I am in currently, and the flexibility that I have. I know it's not a typical situation for a postgraduate, but I am constantly looking for jobs and ways for me to be able to sustain myself and feel a little bit better about my situation. But regardless, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review as well. You can follow me, your host, Sammy, on Instagram at Sammy Beatrice and TikTok at Sammy Beatrice _. And then you can follow the podcast on Instagram and TikTok at Fashion Your Passion HQ. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll talk to you guys next week.